that a great deal of that autobiographical focus is connected to the idea of exile, that this is a poem of exile in a number of different ways. It's a poem in which Dante tries to come to terms with his exile, to try and figure out what it means, both personally and also in terms of the larger political issues that forced the exile in the first place. Now, when you think about that, again, it's sort of interesting to speculate, because there's no hard and fast evidence, at what point along the way in this exile, remember, the last 20 years of his life, did he actually decide to write the Commedia? As Bill also suggested, during the first years of his exile, he was preoccupied with something else altogether. How do I get back? Okay? They did it to us. How can I get my fellow white Guelphs together to come back to Florence and do it to them? Okay? And so certainly during that time, the Commedia, if he thought about it at all, was at best a side issue. But it also seems that at a certain period along the way, he realized that it wasn't going to happen. And he also spent a lot of time in hard study and contemplation. I mentioned before that Dante was a very learned man. Don't think that we can attribute this learning simply to the education that he had in his early days among the Dominicans and the Franciscans. A lot of it, I think, was reading, contemplation, study in his enforced exile, and educating himself in exile. Might add, might as well take advantage of the fact that we taught this poem to prisoners in Attica Correctional Facility, and sort of realize then, when you're in that kind of position and are studying, how focused you get. And there's a sense, I think, in which Dante was very focused in his learning, and very focused in learning an awful lot, not simply about literature, but about politics, about philosophy, about science. Again, realizing that these categories all come closer together in the Middle Ages, and also, of course, about language itself. For example, one of the very interesting aspects of the Commedia is that he decided to write the poem in Italian. He had a choice. That is to say, he was linguistically learned enough to write the poem in Latin, but he chose Italian instead. Now, one obvious reason is a larger audience. But to come to that position, he wrote an earlier treatise called, in its Latin title, he wrote the wonderful, Dante was not without a sense of humor here, he wrote a work called De Vulgari Eloquentia, on the eloquence of the vulgar tongue, on the eloquence of the vernacular tongue, a Latin treatise to justify his writing in Italian. Okay, but it was something that he thought through very carefully, weighing the options and weighing the alternatives. So that again, that kind of contemplative learning all fit into place at that point, that mysterious point, where he actually decided that it was time to begin work on the Commedia.
Dante also wrote a major work in philosophy called the Convivio, the Banquet. And somewhere between 1310 and 1313, he wrote a treatise called On World Government, De Monarchia, also in Latin. The reason for that probably was that in 1310, the Holy Roman Emperor, we've got to remember Roman emperors don't live in Rome at this time at all, they're Germans, the Holy Roman Emperor descended into Italy for the first time really in more than half a century to sort of shake up the politics of Italy. And since the status quo of politics, that is to say, Dante's rival faction controlling Florence, this was probably something that Dante saw as an opportunity for him to go back, the last chance for his party to win. That is to say, support the emperor will move into Florence, he'll invite us back since we're the outs right now. And many people think that his treatise on world government, which certainly argues for an exalted role for the Roman, or in this case, Holy Roman Emperor, as we call the medieval version of Roman emperors, certainly the argument was for the very powerful role in all the world for this figure. Unfortunately for Dante, the Holy Roman Emperor, Henry VII, decided to go around Florence, sort of come back and get it later, and not too far south of Florence, he simply died. And that really ended the emperor's role in Italy for a long time. And many people think, although we don't have the documentation to be sure, many people think that it was with the death of Henry VII, whom Dante, by the way, glorifies in the Paradiso, that it was